Hi, how are you? This is Jeff Sedlitz, president of Family Tree Financial Group, and your host for Retiring Right, a podcast that is determined to give you advice, guidance, tips, best practices, just conversation sometimes, addressing retirement topics. You know, it's such a big conversation topic today. Everybody talks about retirement and how am I going to get to retire when there's no pension anymore and 401ks are plummeting and Social Security is a question mark for a lot of people. You know, what do you do? And for most people, you know, but a lot of people that we meet with on a regular basis have the same feeling. You know, they acknowledge that they are behind in saving. They know that they're behind in their investments and maybe didn't react the way that they wish they did to certain changes in the market and changes in lifestyle and so on. There's just so much that, you know, you can look back and say, I wish I did this differently. I wish I did that differently. I wish I saved earlier, saved more, invested wiser, spent less, wasted less money. But the reality is you are where you are, wherever that is, a good place, a bad place, a great place, wherever it is where you are. All we can do is work from there and go forward. And, you know, we meet with people all the time at Family Tree Financial Group that they would love to retire. They don't always say that. What they do say a lot of times is, I don't see myself retiring, or I don't know how I'm ever going to retire, or yeah, I think I'm just going to keep working. You know, they'll say things like that to deflect the whole conversation of where they are today. They're not as far along as they'd like to have been in many cases. And that's frustrating sometimes. They might be 54, 56, and maybe a health catastrophe has happened and wiped out a lot of their long-term savings. And they're way behind, and they don't know how they're going to catch up, and they don't know how they're going to get there. And we help people do this all the time. So, you know, the problem is this. It starts with what I just said. People don't know how to do it. Well, they don't have to. You know, they have to know how to do what they do at their job. People like us and our team at Family Tree Financial Group, you know, we have to know this side. We have to be great at this, so that we can, when we meet with a person like that, guide them. You know, that's the biggest thing that we do, and it's the biggest thing that I hope to accomplish with Retiring Right, the podcast you're listening to, is just to guide people, offer ideas, offer suggestions, offer advice, best practice techniques, and to be a resource to you. And if we can be of help, we're here. You know, FamilyTreeFinancialGroup.com, there you go, you can find us. But for a lot of people, again, that would love to retire, just know, take this in, internalize it, hold on to it. You can. I want you to know you can. Now, you know, maybe it'll be taking a step back from the lifestyle you're living while you're working. Well, that's okay. That's, you know, as long as you're paying the bills and you have food, clothing, shelter, and maybe even a couple of things in addition to that, then you're ahead of the game. You're doing great. You know, and if we meet with you sooner, or you take this advice and do something with it sooner rather than later, maybe it could be even better than that. Instead of the retirement you settle for, maybe it could be the retirement you've imagined and you've dreamt of. And that's, isn't that awesome? And don't get me wrong, there are people that don't want to retire per se. I do agree with that. I think there are some people that they just want to keep going. They don't know how to sit still. I've known people like that. I've watched people break things in the house just so they had something to fix. There are people that don't know what to do with their time. And it frustrates them to have nothing to do. And they don't have that passion or that hobby, so they want to keep working. I do think that's the small minority. I think the majority of people, if they had the time and if they had the money, they'd find something else to do than show up at a job that maybe they don't always love. Maybe it's fishing, maybe it's volunteering at a church or a food pantry, or children's hospital or, you know, something that means something to you. Maybe it's a cause or something that is passionate to you that affected someone in your family, a health issue. Maybe it's, you know, donating your time to the Cancer Society. Whatever the things are, we all have things that we'd love to do. You know, I have a relative that in retirement crochets blankets for children in the hospital. And, you know, that gives our life fulfillment and meaning, and it's awesome. And those children that receive it, they love it, and it means something to them. And the thank you notes and letters and recognition is huge. And again, I think everybody has something like that that they would rather do than go to work. So we're going to talk briefly about how to do that. We're going to talk today, because it's mid-June that I'm recording this, mid-June of 2020. June is recognized in the financial services space as Annuity Awareness Month. So we're going to talk briefly about annuities. I'm going to highlight some things, and hopefully you're going to learn a couple of things. There's some very broad information out there. Some of it's completely false. Some of it's accurate, but it's, let me put it this way. I believe in annuities. I'm a fan of annuities, but I don't believe that they're for everybody. So I hope you got that right away, right off the bat. Let's just put that where it belongs. Not all annuities are great for everyone. Not all of anything is great for anyone or for everyone. So once we have that understanding, we can proceed. So let's talk just briefly about annuities and their role in retirement planning. You know, one of the things that we've lost over the years with regards to retirement planning is a pension. You know, it was very common for us to have experienced going to work somewhere, and part of our fringe benefits package was a pension that the company provided. And basically, to give you a brief definition, a pension is just a stream of income provided to you by the company in the workplace, and at no cost to you, and it was going to provide you a good percentage of your income for life once you retired. So that's a tremendous undertaking for the company, a tremendous expense to the company, but they also acquired a lot of good people, loyal people, people that stayed, you know, and times were very different, right? They offered pensions, cost them a lot of money, but it saves them a lot of money as well from having to recruit new people and train new people and get their production levels up to the people that they lost. You know, all of that is very time consuming and costly. So, you know, it was wise to offer that. But again, today it's a rarity. If you're not with a union or a municipality or, you know, something like that, they're just not that common anymore. And I've talked about this before. I'm not going to spend time on it, but I wanted to bring it up because of the comparison to an annuity. Annuity does the same thing. It can provide you, and I use the word can because it depends. There are different types of annuities, but it can provide you an income for life, just like a pension would. So now that we don't have a company providing a pension, we can self-fund a pension. We can provide ourselves with that luxury and that stability and that guarantee. That's the problem with retirement today, is there's no guarantees. So we encourage people to incorporate guarantees into their planning. So when we sit down with people, we do that automatically. I am a big believer and very passionate about proper retirement planning that incorporates guarantees. We can't go back to the drawing board if retirement planning was done improperly. If you're 66, 67, you're ready to retire, maybe 70, ready to retire, whatever the age is, how would it feel to know that the person you met with, the advisor you trusted, had you set up without guarantees? You could run out of money in retirement. That's nothing. That's not something anyone wants to experience, right? So we have to make sure that when that time comes and you say, hey, I'm done, not coming into work anymore, I'm calling in well, and that is, well, I'm not coming in anymore. That's what the well is for. So we're done. We're ready to retire. We want to go fishing. We want to do whatever it is we're going to do. And at that time, we can now turn on our pension. We can say, hey, start the income. I created it myself. Let's do this. We have guarantees in that. So again, it is Annuity Awareness Month. I thought it was appropriate to mention annuities. There are some annuities that the naysayers out there will tell you, you know, there are fees in annuities and you can lose money in annuities. Yeah, of course, there are fees in the stock market and investing that way. You can lose money that way. Listen, there are very few things that are guaranteed. What I do want you to know that that applies to one type of annuity. There are many types out there. So that comment is typically made by someone who's encouraging you to do something other than invest in an annuity. I'm going to tell you that the annuities that I personally recommend usually have no fee associated with them. Sometimes if it's right for the candidate, if it's right for the client, then we may add a rider that has a fee associated with it, but it's going to pay for itself, typically. So because they're going to get back, you know, much greater than what that little rider fee is. But the majority of the time, if we meet with someone early enough and we have time on our side to do proper planning, there are no fees in the annuities that we're going to recommend usually, at least not at this point. Now, you know, what happens in 5 years or 10 years from now, if they change things, who knows? But right now, today, as I speak, we offer no-fee annuities as one of our primary recommendations in retirement planning. So there are a couple of main types. There are fixed annuities, which are just, you know, very safe, very low interest, because it is safe and guaranteed. So you're not going to experience a 15% gain. You might get a 2.5% or 3% gain, but it's guaranteed. You don't have to worry. You don't have to lose sleep. You don't have to watch the market. You don't have to worry about anything. So for certain people, that's appropriate. There are variable annuities, which are tied to risk and tied to performance and can go up and can go down and can have fees, and you know, there's a lot of those things on that side. Now, you can't experience higher gains, but you can also experience loss. So they're right for certain people, not right for others. And what we do a lot of today, because it just kind of makes sense for a lot of people, they don't want the fixed because that low interest guarantee is not appealing, and they don't want the risk and exposure of the variable. Now we offer a third alternative, which is a fixed index annuity. And those are tied to performance, but you're not invested in the market. You're tied to the performance of the market. You can experience no loss. If the market lost, if you were, let's say you were tied to the performance of the S&P 500 and it dipped 37% 1 year, and that's happened before, in this particular product, you would not lose anything. You would have no gain that year, but you wouldn't lose 37% like people tied to the S&P in the market would. So that's a big win. Now, on the flip side of that, the trade-off is if they go up 25%, you can experience the full growth either. You'll take part in the growth, but you won't experience the full growth. So there'll be a cap. There'll be some limit to how high you can go. Maybe it's 12% or 14% or 11%, whatever the number is. So that's a great trade-off for many people. So what we're saying is they can have no loss while they're accumulating this money and they're growing their wealth. And if the market goes up, they can experience that, but just in a little bit of a limited fashion. So that's a big win for a lot of people. They like that idea. And there are other types of annuities that are just meant for income. And those are the ones that I referred to earlier, where you can receive an income for life, and never have to worry about, well, what if I outlive my money? You can't. It'll pay for as long as you are breathing oxygen on this earth. So I just wanted to give you a little introduction, a little annuity 101, not a very deep course, not a lot of detail in this, but I just wanted to expose you because it is, like I said, Annuity Awareness Month, and there is a lot of awareness that needs to be had so that we can utilize these vehicles in the proper way. When it comes to retirement planning, again, annuities can play a vital role in securing a lifetime of income that you can't outlive. And again, we talk about creating your own self-funded pension. a great way to do it. Again, my name is Jeff Sidlitz, President of Family Tree Financial Group. You've been listening to Retiring Right. I hope you got something out of today. If you like what you hear, tune in again. Feel free to listen all the time. Like us, save us, donate to us, anything you like. And check us out on the web, familytreefinancialgroup.com. Until next time, Jeff Sidlitz.